I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
We go.
Well, thanks for listening to the LCR Media Podcast, where we get to know the pros. I'm your host, LCR Naylor Taliaferro. And on today's episode, I've got my dear friend, Paul Jameson with the Green Industry Podcast. How are you, Paul?
Good, Rook. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. I'm in my blackout studio here, and I see your studio is looking sharp back there, man. Those of you listening can't enjoy that, but I know Paul's been getting into some more of the video content. So look into where can they find that, the future episodes of the Green Industry Podcast?
On YouTube, it's Green Industry Podcast. And Naylor knows, Jason Creole called me and was like, hey, I'm going to do a YouTube mastermind 2023 and go all in on YouTube. So I signed up for this and I'm going to go all in on YouTube in 2023. So I was talking to the coach, his name is Jeremy, right, and he's got me all fired up about this. So anyway, we're video recording the podcast now and then putting clips of that and the whole thing on YouTube so you guys can watch it. I used to use this raggedy green screen and have like, you know, these nice offices behind me and people like, oh, your house is so nice. Like, thank you. I had like a grand piano behind me. I thought that was my house. But lo and behold, I was sitting in the corner of my bedroom, you know, my boxers, and I had a green screen behind me. They never knew.
But now you got, yeah.
This is real. This is my real office.
Yeah. Now you got the legit setup. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I got Hall's cough drops behind me rather than my grand piano. But this is better than what I had before.
Yeah, no, it's legit, man. I mean, everyone that I've seen that means something, that's, you know, that takes it serious, they've got very similar even YouTubers have backgrounds like that when they're like in the studio, right? And they're not out in the field filming.
And we have a mutual friend named Justin, and he has a studio that looks so cool. So I was like, hey, what lights did you get? What this did you get? What? And I bought every single thing he got on Amazon. Like, he actually sent me the link, you know? So I like clicked the link and I bought it. Like, everything he has. But then when I built my studio, I was like, it doesn't look anything like it. I tried my best. He has a shelf like closer, and the lights are even better. But I'm getting better, man.
Yeah, you are. I'm impressed, man. I mean, you know, I'm sure Justin's been doing this a lot longer, but I'm impressed. You know, you put it together nicely. So give yourself some more credit than that, Paul. I mean, there's always work to be done on all of us, right? We all have work to do, but give yourself some credit, you know, to take it all in every now and again. So anyway, so that was a fun little intro. So what I wanted to get Paul on here because he just came back from LAL like literally like 2 days ago, right? What is it, Tuesday? So you came back on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Late night, Sunday night. So
yeah. So I've been to LAL the past few years. I didn't go the first year, went a couple years in a row after that and wasn't able to come this year either. I had prior commitments, but I wanted to. And so normally I have like my, like, you know, my preview episodes, like everybody has, and then my like episodes typically from there. And then my post like recap episodes. So I have none of that this year. So I wanted to at least get Paul on so we can chat about it. I want to hear all about LAL and what your perspective was. And I'm sure you were podcasting away, right? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, it was awesome, Rook. I got some really, really good podcast interviews and interviewed some guys that are really smart that really kind of made me think higher and bigger and better. And one of those guys is Mark Bradley. He built a landscaping business, Brooke, that was $50 million. And like the job that they would do would be like the job Andy Mulder's doing now, which is like this $1 million crazy job. That was their regular jobs, like a mulch job for us or a you know, cutting old Randy's yard. Like that's our sweet spot. That was Mark's sweet spot. And so anyway, it was just wild.
That's the LMN guy, right?
Right. I'm
eventually
a jobber, so I'm not going to mention that.
I gotcha.
But I interviewed him. I told him, I was like, hey, I have exclusivity with Jobber, so I can't mention your software company, but I was like, I can do you as an individual in your landscaping store if we don't touch the software stuff. He's like, he has a Canadian accent. So he's like, you know, I'm not even trying a Canadian accent because you guys will laugh at me. But do you, right, you but have a Canadian accent?
No. But yeah, but prior to LMN, yeah, he had that huge business, right?
You happy, man?
Yeah. Hey. Let's do it, eh?
So yeah. Anyway, I got so nervous. So normally my interviews are 25 minutes to 30 minutes. If you guys go listen to that interview, you'll tell I am sweating. I'm nervous. I'm like, you know, I'm standing next to a $50 man, you know.
$50 million.
$50 million. So anyway,
$50, I'd be nervous too. Standing next to a $50 man. Is he going to take your podcast set up or what?
So guess how long my interview was. Because some of them, like with Keith Kalfas, are 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with you and me. Me and you yeah. Say short and sweet. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Order the DoorDash.
Yeah.
How long do you think the interview was?
This was like 13 minutes, wasn't it?
I get done and I ask Q, the cameraman, I was like, how long was that? He said, 6 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I was so nervous. In my mind, I thought we went for like an hour. But
wow.
I was like, man, this guy is so smart. Don't ask something dumb. Don't ask something dumb. So anyway, I'm like, well, thanks, Mark. And I was like, well, thanks for being on the show, man. And I was like,
oh, he's probably like, that's it. Oh, this is it, eh?
Oh man.
Wow.
Well, anyway, that was
a lot of commercials on that one, hopefully. Huh?
Yeah. We'll be right back. So oh man. But it was a good 6 minutes.
Nice. Oh geez. Oh. Wow. All right. Well, so that was a good one, I guess. We'll look forward to that. Mark Bradley like on the guest list, or was he like one of those secret surprise things?
No, oh, okay. He spoke, and I sat in for about half or maybe a third of his talk because I was out in the lobby podcasting. I hired a videographer to film the podcast.
I saw that. Yeah, I remember you told me that, and then I saw it.
Yeah. So anyway. I didn't like watch anyone's speech other than I went in for Brian and Liz's speech. And then I went in for half of Mark Bradley's and he was going in like the average man hour rate for lawn maintenance is $55 per man hour. And like the average rate for landscaping is $120 per man hour. And like all this information that I was like, I never knew any of this stuff pre YouTube days, pre podcasting days, pre us social media influencers. But it's one thing when like Keith Kalfas and Brian Fullerton and Naylor Taliaferro and Caleb Allman, like we're all glorified, you know, we're one step away from being a Chuck in the truck. And so when we share information, take it with a grain of salt. It's like, we learned that lesson last week. You know what I mean? Right. When Mark Bradley shares with you his financials and how he runs his business, you know, there's rhyme or reason of
it means scale to 50
million. It carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, and that's a shout out to Brian and Liz. It's like that information that they shared in that room on that day, I'm looking across and I'm seeing all these 18, 19-year-old kids. I'm like, you guys do not realize, like when you and I started Rookie, we kind of just learned through experience. And these guys get to sit under a teaching from Mark Bradley and then implement that into their businesses next spring. I was like, it was great. And it was really cool that he came. I don't know how much Brian paid him for the day, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Free.
I'm sure he did do it for the money. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I think he did it to give back or invest in the community. And so, and then that was just one guy. Like Greg Whitstock was there, $60 million a year business. He was on my podcast and told the networking story of how he got connected with Logan Paul and Shaq.
He's the pond guy, right? Pond business. Yeah.
And so that was a really good episode. I interviewed him.
But who was the surprise? I remember And maybe on your podcast, Brian alluded to that.
Troy Clogg was there.
Okay. And he wasn't on the guest list. He was a surprise.
I don't even know who was on the guest list. So Troy Clogg was the keynote speaker. He put Fullerton in tears. He talked about being a grandpa and how his like grandkids and granddaughter will come up to him and call him chief, and how he's leaving each of his grandkids millions of dollars each because he's built, you know,
massive business. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there physically to his shop, and like he was walking me across the parking lot, and he's like, I asked him, I said, why does it say 369 on the side of the truck? He's right. Like, the 369th vehicle we bought. Every time we buy a vehicle, it gets a number. And he's like, we're currently in the 400 range or whatever. And yeah. I'm thinking, you know, most of us have maybe bought 3 to 7 vehicles for our landscaping business over the course of, you know, a 10-year period.
Yeah.
He has 400. So anyway, he's accumulated multiple millions of dollars, and he's giving that in real estate and, you know, various assets to his grandchildren. And Brian started crying because Brian's dad passed away when he was 16. And so Emmy, this little girl, you know, Brian and Liz have, she doesn't know any grandpas because they're not in their life. So Brian started crying because Emmy's kids, Lord willing, will call Brian grandpa, and he's like, I want them to call me chief because Liz is like, you're chief. So that now they have a new goal, that because their kid never got a grandpa, pardon me,
because his kids never had a grandpa. Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully
right.
Their kids.
Yeah. Hopefully Emmy's kids will have grandpa Brian and grandma Liz, so he set a goal that that Emmy will have a child and they'll nickname him instead of calling him grandpa, grandfather, granddaddy, or whatever the common ones are.
Right.
They'll call Brian chief. And so anyway, then I got all emotional because it's like, you know, I guess I got to have a kid before I can worry about having a grandkid. I got to have a girlfriend before I can get a wife to make a kid.
Right.
Goals. I'm like, you know, that's really cool to be thinking that far ahead of leaving a legacy to your grandkids. I know you have 2 children. So imagine, you know, your son or daughter. Naylor, it was just really like, you know, Troy's playing chess, you know, we're playing checkers type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not to get off onto a tangent here, but my version of that is, you know, so to me, Brian is, whether it's called breaking the cycle or creating like a new generation, like, you know, this can be in all kinds of things. Like the first kid that went to college, right, in the family, like, hey, they started the new thing. They're the first blank, you know, to go to college. You know, in Brian's case, you know, unfortunately, his kids won't have, you know, a chief, you know, but hopefully their kids will, you know, because he'll be the chief, you know, so he's kind of like starting anew. And then hopefully that will continue on down now, you know, like, you know, like you said, Lord willing. But, and for me, you know, my father wasn't in my life for almost all of it. Like, I only have very vague memories in the very beginning of my life, not because he died or passed, you know, or anything. He just left. He just left our life. He just left my mother and me, and just left me to be raised by a single mom and not have any real significant male figure in my life. So when I became a father, I didn't even have a clue what a father is, you know, like, because I didn't have any real experiences with a father. So I just tried to start a new trend and just try to treat my kids how I would have wanted to be treated and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I had mini goals, like, you know, can I, you know, like, I changed my last name, you know, this is, my last name was something different.
Wow.
And I changed my last name to his last name because so he wasn't in my life, so I didn't have his last name. So I changed my last name to his last name because I wanted to have a better legacy left for my kids and their kids and so on than the legacy that he left with his last name. So that was like some epic, talk about emotional stuff. That was something I did before I got married to my wife. I wanted to make sure that I changed my name and before we got married. And so Taliaferro is his last name that I took on so that I can do more with that name, you know, have a better legacy left than what he did. Cause for the longest time, I didn't want that last name. I didn't want anything to do with him in my life. So I kind of totally, as I, you know, got older and wanted to get married and have kids, I rethought all of that and realized that, hey, I'm going to own that name. You know, that there's a lot of examples of that in life and in the world where people take something bad and they kind of like embrace it and flip it around and make it something good and meaningful. So that's, so anyway, that's not to get off on that tangent, but that's kind of my, I can relate in that way to what you're talking about with grandkids and stuff. Like I literally did it with my kids because they didn't have, they also didn't have a grandfather and I didn't have a father. You know, I know Brian spent a good majority, a good portion of his life without his dad as well, but hopefully he has some sort of memories, you know, up to that point. So we might have some similarities with that too, but my whole goal was to be a better father than my father was and stuff like that. So yeah, that's where it gets real. You know, these conferences and these podcasts and all that, like people really, I mean, I remember last year, Influencer Live, Caleb was interviewing the Spencers and Sean was, you know, got really emotional talking about his kids and, you know, and his son wanting a picture with him and saying that he's his number one fan and all that kind of stuff. And that's really cool stuff. Like it's, you know, this goes back to Lamont. It's deeper than grass.
That's so good.
Right.
Yeah, the pookie was there.
Hey friends, Mr. Producer here, and I've been listening to Naylor emphasize route density on his podcast for over a year now. And I've encouraged him to take all this material and create a masterclass to put all of his knowledge in one place and share it with you. This is going to be a live 3-week course. Nothing's pre-recorded. You'll have access to group live streams and one-on-ones with Naylor. Every session ends with action steps that you can implement right away in your business. Plus, you'll get a copy of the session recordings emailed to you. Hey, if you want to learn how to make $1,000 all the way up to $3,000 a day in lawn maintenance through route density, then you need to click the link in the episode description. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Toro's brand new battery-powered Revolution Series products are changing the lawn care industry. With all-day runtime from the innovative HyperCell battery system, you can expect to power through your entire day, every day. Head to revolution.toro.com to see how Toro is transforming the game with the latest equipment innovations, or click the link tree in the episode description to get you there fast.
I hope you're soaking up a lot of premium content here on the LCR Media Podcast. Hi, this is Andrew Martinez with the Lone Star Lawn Talk Podcast, fellow green industry show. On the Lone Star Lawn Talk, we talk equipment, business, and family 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In our weekly series, we continue hot topic talks and interviews with special guests that own service and product businesses just like you and me. As you traverse through the route of entrepreneurship in the green industry, it's my ultimate vision and goal to help you dodge potholes and keep margin in your businesses. You can find the Lone Star Lawn Talk podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major platforms. You can also visit us on our Instagram page. Our show will contribute to your axe sharpening arsenal for your business and life. Hey, after hanging out here with Naylor on the LCR Media Podcast, stop by and give us a listen. I'm totally excited to have another listener and friend. And as always, a big Lone Star thanks.
I heard this phrase that it ran in my family until it ran into me. Like poverty ran into my family, but we can be the one that stops. No, I'm going to be wealthy and prosper. You know, sickness ran into my family, you know. That everyone got the same sickness. It ran into my family until it got into me. I'm going to be healthy. And you know, whatever the curse is, and then it ends with you.
Just break the chain.
And then it, you know, Brian Fullerton and Liz, they're the chain breakers. So
right
now they're going to get, Emmy's going to get to have grandchildren, or, you know, I'm messing it up.
The other I know what you mean. Yeah.
So it changes with them. And, I think I'm making the point, but I know I wasn't expecting you to get that deep on us, rookie. So I'll just be honest that, you know, there's things in my genealogy and family line that I don't necessarily want to publicly share, but that's my motto. It ran in the family until it ran into me. Because my ancestors may have made mistakes or decisions, or I might not agree with what they did, but it's not going to, that cycle, like you said, it's not going to get passed on to the next generation. But what's going to get passed on to the next generation is the positives. You know what I mean? There's not going to be sickness and disease. They're going to be healthy. There's not going to be poverty and lack and fretting about money. No, they're going to be very, very wealthy. and it ran into my family until it ran into me. And so anyway,
that's a good way of saying that.
Example of he's leaving millions, and it doesn't have to be you have to leave millions of dollars to every grandkid. Troy is
right.
It could be, you know, the fact that you have a relationship with your grandkids and they respect you. You know what I mean? So anyway, that was like the highlight to me was Brian being like, I'm chief. Like, I don't know. It was like crazy.
Yeah. And that was the opening. That was the beginning of the whole thing.
No, that was the final one.
Wow. What a way to wrap things up.
Went lost last. Yeah. The morning was nuts. In the morning you had James Mansky, who runs like, I don't even know how many, but maybe $4 or $5 million company in Nebraska. He's been on my podcast many times. And then he spoke in the morning. Nick Carlson spoke. Guys, Nick Carlson, a few years ago, 2018, was at GIE with $20 in his pocket. He publicly talks about this. Like,
yeah,
he had $20. And fast forward now to 2022, his business is 8 figures. So that's...
do the math. Yeah, that's a lot.
Plus...
Yeah.
And he has 6 employees. Naylor, you and I have been there. 6 employees.
Yeah. Talk about efficiency.
Yeah. And they're like, I mean, they're so efficient, they don't even walk. They ride like a little skateboard around.
Yeah.
Their skateboard. So 6 employees. I mean, Caleb Wallman and I were talking, like, we know friends of ours that have 100 employees, or, you know, maybe acquaintances, not friends, but they have 100 employees and they're not hitting no 8 million. Maybe a few million, and all the, like, they're operating so thin, lean, and mean. 6 people. And they haven't seen them. We've been behind the operation. We know who those people are. I don't remember if I remember all their names, but I know their faces because I was there. And that little ragtag team of 6, led by, you know, their fearless leader, Nick Carlson, grosses eight figures, over $10 million in revenue in 1 year.
Yeah.
6 guys. So anyway, he was getting everyone all riled up, and his story, you know, went from success building a landscaping business to failure to now he's back up in success. Corey Ballard was speaking as well. Same thing, success, kind of some low points. Now he's back up on success. And so, you know, hopefully by listening to the Nick Carlsons and the Corey Ballards, and now they're back on the mountain peak. But the goal is that we don't have that by them sharing their life journey with us. Our story doesn't go, oh, we're doing good, and then we plummet, and then, oh, okay, and then we come back up. But we kind of from glory to glory type of thing, you know, where we get this out on that tough times that Corey Ballard and Nick Carlson went through, that we just get the good times.
Right.
Now, not life's always going to be a piece of cake, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say also, in the few times when like the world wants to come to an end with pandemics and things like that are out of our control in a lot of cases, like there might be some downs that we just can't avoid, but it's good to be able to know how to get through them and know when you see other people, when you hear other people's stories of how they do and how they did go down and then they got back up, it helps motivate you to be able to get out of a situation that you might be stuck in too.
Yeah. And without, you know, sharing anyone's dirty laundry or anything like that, probably. I think a lot of the low points are relational lows where wives, children, you know, coworkers feel neglected or, you know, things of that nature. So I think the key takeaway from back to Le Mans, it's deeper than grass, what Troy Clogg was focusing on and what other speeches from Corey and Nick and other people is the relationship element. Like all we talk X's and O's and enclosed trailer versus open trailer, or, you know, echo versus steel. And like, we have all these dumb conversations when it's like, hey, Naylor, how are you and your wife doing? Hey, Naylor, how are you and your son? I saw you guys were going, working out together. And how's that going? Or how, you know, I saw movie nights, you know, you took your family to the cinema. Like, I think what the takeaway was, we need to start talking like that.
Not, yeah. Trimmers and blowers and mowers and right, stuff like all that the time. Stuff,
of course, be efficient. Like, of course.
Right.
I'm not saying don't worry about that stuff. There's a time and place, but the Troy Cloggs, the Nick Carlsons, the Corey Ballards, the conversations that they're imparting to the people sitting in that room, especially the 18, 19-year-old kids, is the relationships are what you got to cherish and protect and guard and nurture. The business is just to serve that. Who cares if you build this huge company if, you know, your home's not in order? Do you really want the big company?
Right. And I think a lot of these guys will admit that they had someone helping them along the way, like whether it was their family or a business partner or all of the above. Like, it's really hard to be a ruthless business person all alone, the Lone Ranger, just making millions without friends and family and a care in the world. I mean, every human being wants to have company, you know, like we're a social being, a social entity. So I don't know any, you know, happy billionaires or millionaires that are just like lone rangers out there, you know, just not caring about friends, family, or partners or anything like that. So by default, we need to be focusing on that stuff. And that, like you said, that is where a lot of people fail or start going down the hill because they kind of lose focus on that maybe, or they just let the business get too carried away and take the focus off of what really matters and stuff. Like, you don't want to be alone and be a millionaire. What's the point of that?
That's so good. And then all day on Sunday. So the show was 8 a.m. to like 5-ish. Everyone like stays and lingers all night, but you know, it went on Saturday. So then on Sunday, they had like a breakfast in the morning. All the women got together and ate breakfast and talked till noon. And then they had like a mastermind class where 20 people got to sit in a room with Corey Ballard and Nick Carlson and Brian. And while they were doing that, I was out in the lobby podcasting with Caleb Allman and Jeremiah. But I say all that to say, after that and everything like officially wrapped up, I literally spent all day from noon till about 7 at night when Brian took me to the airport. It's probably about 7 hours. I spent hanging out with Savannah and Jeremiah and Brian and Liz. And so for 7 hours, we debriefed and unpacked the craziness from the day and a half before. And because they're married, like, I was just hearing everything through their lens, where they were talking about how their marriage can get better and where their marriage is having its, you know, tensions and difficulties. And it was this, I guess as a single person who's fixing to get married, Lord willing, I was just like, this is so, so good. And
it was like your masterclass. You're just
I was taking notes and listening. And Liz was just talking about how like everything statistically is stacked up against us. And like, for starters, 50% end in divorce marriages anyway. Like,
right,
you already only have 1 in 2 chance, like statistically compared to the field. And this is
the average person,
right? And I'm not putting shame on any. I have friends that are divorced that are fine people, and some of them got remarried, and the second one's even better than the first, and others are remain single. And so I'm not shaming anyone who's, you know,
been down that road. Like, yeah, that.
I'm just, because I'm going into it fresh, you know, getting married here, Lord willing, and it's like top of priority for next year. I'm just like, my paradigm is I'm viewing everything through that lens, and Liz was like, just sharing all the statistics that we have stacked against us. So one, there's 50% chance anyway. Then if you look at the actual trades, like construction, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs, their divorce rate is way above 50%. So like what Liz and Savannah were talking about, and Jeremiah and Brian, and I'm just kind of listening to all this, is like, all the odds are against us. Like, the odds of us being married with a happy family 25 years from now is like 2%. Like, literally.
Jeez.
I mean, yeah. Whatever.
No, I know. It's very slim. Yeah. Right.
Think about how many business owners, you know, whether it's roofing, plumbing, painting, HVAC, lawn care, landscaping, a lot of them are divorced, right? And then in general, society right now seems to have a pull away from the family unit. Societally, you know what I mean? It's not the key messaging as a society is, hey, Naylor, go take your wife on a date this Friday night and really focus on your family, right? That's not like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say, I think it was just like, I left LAL like, man, this, I really want to lay a good foundation for my marriage. And then all the people that were there that were married, I think will, you know, have that vision of Troy Clogg. Like, I want to be like Troy Clogg one day and, you know, have my grandkids run up on my lap and,
yeah. Well,
that stuff.
Yeah, that's good. So that seems to be a little bit different than years past, where it was mainly business focused, you know, and not that it wasn't business focused
but it was
right, but there was that
theme of family.
Yes, there was an add-on.
You're building your business so that.
Right.
Well, and you can fill in the blank of your so that my son likes me and then my grandkids call me chief, or so that my wife and I are still married 10 years from now. So that, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that's by default too, because, you know, Jeremiah and Savannah have a baby now. And obviously we know Brian and Liz have their daughter, but and then they have another one on the way. So that's where I think people, there's more families being created. So that's becoming more and more top of mind.
And what was really awkward, but cool at the same time is Brittany Allman and Lindsay Ballard want to have kids. So they walked out of the women's thing and Brittany was like, Caleb, I want to have a fourth kid.
And it was
so awkward because Caleb's like, woman, you shut up, blah, blah, blah. And Lindsay's like, Corey, like, I want another one.
Yeah.
And Brittany and Lindsay are like 100% dead serious. They want to have, you know, Brittany wants to have a fourth kid. And I think Lindsay, that'll be her third.
They got baby fever.
They have baby fever. And Corey was like, well, you're going to have to find somebody else, Lindsay. And Caleb was just being Caleb. And anyway, I was sitting there in the awkward tensions. I was like, that was the right answer, Corey and Caleb. Because Brittany are like, basically like, let's go back to the hotel room and make a new one, you know?
Yeah.
And Corey and like, Caleb like, no chance. They're like,
no, I'm going to be watching YouTube videos in bed. Remember that,
Paul? Oh, man.
We don't got time for you, woman. Going to be watching SB mowing on YouTube, mowing that tall grass. Oh, man. Phil's lawn care, right? So that's pretty much it there. That's some big takeaways, and it sounded like a really good thing. Who else did you interview on your podcast? What were those your biggest?
I got 13 or 15. I'll have 3 weeks.
Okay. So
if you guys tune into the Green Industry podcast over in the next 3 weeks, they'll pretty much all be, I'll be promoting my Black Friday sale a little bit here and there. But other than that, it's going to be all LAL episodes leading us deep into September. I got the regulars, Lamont Hairston, who teaches about deeper than grass. I got Ben Naiman. He's down in Alabama. Actually, him and an OG in the community, Aaron Sutter. He's Lansing Lawn Care. His podcast, I think, Naylor's called Mowing in the Dark or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yep.
So Aaron's like a OG.
Yeah.
So anyway, him and Ben Naiman and myself, it will be a controversial episode, but it was an hour and a half long and it was really, really good. So
controversial episode.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait for the episode to come out.
Oh yeah. But anyway, it was good. It was an hour and a half. We chatted. Mr. Producer might slice and dice it into like two or three because it was so long. But it was really, really good. And just some OGs. I know Ben's been around for a minute. Ben Naiman from Naiman Lawn Care in Alabama. Yeah. Aaron, you know, he was literally one of the first. We mentioned Tony Rudolph on the show again, and Aaron Sutter, and there's like a handful of guys that have been around since like day one when our community started.
Yeah.
Cool to kind of see some of those, you know, you mentioned SB Mowing and Phil's Lawn Care and
right,
you know, Al Blades. And there's all these new guys that came on the scene and then good. They're crushing it, man. They're making a bunch of money. It's a great time. And that's great and all, but there's way before the mowing tall grass craze and like even some of the other stuff that's going on, which I'm supported all. There's like, I'm all about all that.
Right. Right.
But way before that, we had like a really smaller community and tight knit community. So anyway, just kind of going back down memory,
right,
good old days with Aaron Sutter and just kind of chatting. So
yeah, for sure. Aaron was in that picture that Keith tagged a bunch of us on back around Equip that just passed. And I think I shared it or something or did something with it and tagged some people in there too. But because that literally that's like the OG package. You got Geek to Free, Keith, Stan, me, Blake, Seth, Aaron was in the background, and a bunch of folks that we haven't seen in a while either that were in that picture. So but yeah, that's talk about OGs. But Ben Namath, BNL, right? He's the one that he's always tagging us on Instagram at the gym.
Working
and stuff
out.
Yeah, we got the little got the little group going where everyone's like, where are you at? Where are you at, Mitchell? Where are you at? You know, everybody's tagging everybody at going to the gym and stuff. So that's cool. So you got the grill gang, the gym gang, you got all these different groups. So that's cool. Good old Ben. Yeah. So that's all I had for this episode. Paul, was there anything else that we missed that you wanted to wrap up with?
If you guys could tune on in then to my show, I'm going to get Naylor on mine, kind of do a 2-for-1 here and talk about the podcast summit. So I'm sure your listeners already know about it, but just a little plug for the Green Industry Podcast. Check that out. And I'm going to get Naylor on there to promote that event in Frigid, Ohio, January 28th. Going to Ohio.
For
maybe
sure.
In the future will come to Atlanta. I showed Naylor. There is the sweetest podcast studio. I think it's called Social something or other. Social.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it's called.
Anyway, so cool here in Atlanta. They have like a main meeting room, and then they have all these other podcast rooms with like nice couches. The mics are already in there. The podcasting boards are already in there. And it's so dope. And it's like so close. It's in Chamblee. That's where Cheke used to live. So
good old Cheke.
Yeah, when I was a Chuck in the truck, I would go and pick my employee up, you know, go pick Cheke up in old Chamblee and take him back home after the end of the workday.
Man,
good times. Chamblee. So I'm going to go check that out very soon. And then that's going to be like my new spot, probably. Like you have your spot there.
Yeah.
But it's like so dope. So.
How far away is it from where you are right now?
Not far. I mean, I Chamblee's on the north side. I'm like northeast side. I'm on north side. So it's all about traffic, but. Hop, skip, and a jump. So,
yeah, that's cool, man. It definitely looks like awesome sauce for all kinds of stuff. I want to go check it out, to be honest. That's what kind of like we could talk about this off air, but that's why I was asking you what you were going to be doing for the podcast summit. Were you going to be driving or flying? I actually didn't even ask you. I just asked you how long it takes, but I was thinking about doing something beforehand in Atlanta or whatever. But we can talk about that.
It's like, I think it's like $350 an hour. And then, but you get the access to the room, the microphone, the podcasting board, like all that stuff's included. So like if you wanted to come to test it out, like I could book it for a few hours and we could batch shows all day, you know, or
we'll talk about it and see, but that was a fun idea I had, but so maybe future for something, podcast summit or something else, but, or many things. Good find there. And also guys, make sure you tune into the Green Industry Podcast to get all the interviews that we just talked about and many more from LAL. So this way you guys can get more information and all that. Cause you know, like I said, I didn't go this year, so I don't have any interviews or any episodes from there. So all about the Green Industry Podcast. I'm sure there were some other podcasts. Jeremiah did some podcasts.
Yeah. Caleb Jeremiah probably, right? Interviewed Troy Clogg. And I did many others. I interviewed all the speakers except Troy Clogg. I didn't get to him. But anyone that spoke, James Mansky and Nick Carlson and all those guys, Corey Ballard, they were all guests on my show. And they were all pretty good. Mark Bradley, that one would be just a tease. 6 minutes. You'll hear that outro music. You'll know I was nervous, man. I don't know why. I was telling Brian, I was like, I've done 850 episodes. I don't think I've ever gotten nervous. Like, not that you're like cool as a
Well, cute, probably but, geek to freak. You were nervous, but you know.
No, that one. Right when we got there, I had to go to the bathroom. I got my pants. His legs. The garage door opens all slow, and I see his legs, and I was like, "Oh man!" I was like, "Where's your bathroom, man?"
I mean, rightfully so to be nervous for that one. I mean, that's the man, the myth, the legend, right there. But it happens to the best of us, Paul. It's all good.
It was not excellence in broadcasting. It could have been because the guest was great. The host was a.
We all have our days. Six Lisa minutes. Press record.
Hey, Q, how long was that one? He looked at like 6 minutes.
Oh man.
Oh my God. I thought it was probably 45 minutes, but I just got so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, you're nervous. You start talking fast and your voice like, you know,
that's what happened. That's what happened to me when, OPEI invited me to the annual conference a few years back to speak. I was one of like four guests. They had three guests, like keynote speakers, like people that are like professional speakers. And then they added me as the fourth one to talk about community and social media and all that. And they gave me 45 minutes to talk. And I was like, what am I going to talk about for 45? So like, no, I can talk, right? We can talk, you joke how short and sweet and all that stuff. But when you get on stage, it's the same experience that you had with Mark Bradley, your little 6 minute, you know, podcast. You know, like you get on stage and all of a sudden it's like a totally different, just like Influencer Live. You guys were like, man, 25 minutes is going to go by really quick. But actually, it seemed kind of longer in the beginning. You're like, man, it's only been 5 minutes. What else am I going to talk about? Everyone's staring at you. And you're like, man, I got to keep it going. So my point is, when you get live or on stage or in a nervous moment, time seems to change itself somehow in your brain. Like it doesn't go the same. So I'm like, I got 45 minutes and I was like done like 30 something. And they're like, all right, well, we get to go to lunch. We get to start lunch early. Like, you know, Chris Kaiser was like, well, we're running ahead of schedule. That's all. That's not a bad thing. And I was like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Cause I was just rattling stuff off super fast and I was super pumped and all that. So I get it. I totally get how what happens when you get nervous. So it's all good. So there'll be lots of other episodes that are longer than 6 minutes, and I'm sure that's 6 minutes of gold. So stay tuned to the Green Industry Podcast for that, guys. And the Growing Green podcast, I believe that's Jeremiah. I think he had some, right? So
yeah.
And then Kid Contractor podcast probably had Caleb some too.
Caleb was cranking them out. He was doing
really.
Yeah, he was. He brought his stuff there. He was podcasting away. So Brian, nice. He couldn't podcast because he was hosting the event.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I guess Caleb has been a speaker for a couple of years too. So if he didn't do that this year, that's probably why he was able to focus on podcasting. So that's good. All right, Paul, we'll head on over to the Green Industry Podcast. Thank you for being a guest yet again, friend of the show, right? Appreciate it.
All right.
And thanks for the Toro Company for sponsoring the LCR Media Podcast. And thank you guys for listening. Till the next episode, this is the Lawn Care Rookie signing off.
This has been an LCR Media and Mr. Producer production.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.